Good morning. How you doing? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And hold on. Let me get everything ready. Yeah. Paparazzi. All right, you got to talk, because I can't talk about this. It just sounds really weird if I'm doing it. Go ahead. I just can't. What's going on with this, Alex? You and Liv want to have a little discussion?
Yes, and you can weigh in if you want, 833-JOE-ALEX. I just wanted to talk about this because I just am fascinated by it, and I feel like I have so many things I could say. It all started with, I saw that DJ Khaled's son, Asad, has a little Instagram account just for his kid.
Probably had more followers than all of us combined.
Oh, 100%. And he posted a photo like last week of him. He pretends like it's his son posting. So he'll be like, oh, today I got this done. But it was him on a chiropractor table in his house. He was laying down or on the lap of their chiropractor. They had their chiropractor giving him an adjustment and a little massage and stuff. Like, this kid is living the life.
That,
I mean, an Asad Khaled is what, 3-4 years old?
Oh, he's got to be like, yeah, 3. I think he's 3.
He is my favorite celebrity kid right now. I am obsessed with following Asad because I think he's so funny and how he lives this little glamorous life.
I mean, he actually, if you look at pictures of him, he looks like a grown man.
Like, yeah, he does.
Like the way he's dressed and things like that. And like if you just see him walking, it's like almost like a mind twister because you're like, is that a kid or is that like a 30-year-old man? I cannot tell.
Yeah, he's going to be an absolute legend.
1,000%.
As he grows up, I think. And then I feel like everyone always wants to, when you talk about celebrity kids, like the two first ones that come to mind are Northwest and Blue Ivy.
1,000%.
So Liv, tell me, like, if we are going to weigh them against each other, just compare and contrast the two.
Okay, so I think it's hard because they both clearly live unrealistic, crazy lives. But I will say Northwest is, like, stunning. Like, Northwest is, like, exhaustingly pretty, I think. And
Blue Ivy looks like Jay-Z in a wig.
Oh, my gosh. That poor girl. That poor girl. She straight up looks like Jay-Z.
And I think the twins look like Beyonce. Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins they had, right?
They haven't really posted a lot of pictures of the twins.
Only like very I have, a
yes,
few.
But I think so. But, like, that also stinks, too. But, like, imagine, like, when Beyonce and Jay-Z, it was, like, found out they were having a baby. Like, it was, like, the royal baby. Like, for the U.S. Like, everyone was so excited. And then she looks dead ass like Jay-Z.
I know.
And
you know
so
what? Jay-Z is not super ugly. He's just... Okay, I give it to you. 833-JOE-ALEX. My brain's like kind of melting and catching on fire right now. I'm just wondering, does anybody else think about what Alex and Liv are thinking about right now? Because I would love to hear, even just women, guys, if you don't have anything, that's fine. Does anybody else ever think or just like compare these different celebrity babies, these Hollywood babies? Because this never once crosses through my mind.
Oh, it does
never.
For me.
Yeah, I think about them all the time.
I think, okay, here's what I think about Northwest and Blue Ivy. Yeah. I think Blue Ivy seems like she has she's way more mature than Northwest.
1,000%. Yeah. Blue Ivy seems like she's actually a little adult.
How old are these kids?
I think Blue Ivy, she must be like 7.
I bet she's 7.
Of course they're mature because the other kid's 5.
Well, okay, yeah, there is a little bit of an age difference, but yeah, I'm just saying personality in general, there's just different vibes. People have different personalities.
And even like when you see them like sitting in like stands at like basketball games or fashion shows or whatever.
They're different.
Blue Ivy is very kind of like composed.
Poised.
Yes, yes. That's a perfect word.
But
she's
Northwest,
very poised.
I think, is so, she's cool. She has the cool factor, but she is so annoying to me.
Yeah.
Something about her annoys
me. Oh, my gosh. She irritates me so much. It's like she has this air about her, and it's like it's so irritating and so frustrating. She's just like Kanye.
And let's talk about Luna Legend, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen's daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
She's one of my favorites.
I have no clue.
Hey, this is what I feel like when you and Liv discuss sports.
But I'm saying, like, does anybody else, like, 833-JOE-ALEX, like, we can talk about it, but I just feel like I right now could go take a dump because I have nothing to contribute.
I know, because
like,
you're a guy. Guys don't care.
But does anybody else contribute to this?
People do care. I'm looking up Northwest to try to figure out her age. And
Luna Legend is precious. I really enjoy following Chrissy Teigen on social media right now.
I love Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen's one of my favorite people, like, on social media. And just, like, one of my favorite celebrities right now.
Yes.
And Luna is so freaking cute. And I feel like Luna is, like, a perfect mixture between John and Chrissy.
I think she is too.
Like, she's just so cute. And she's like, just very, she's the one that seems like a kid the most. Don't you think?
Well, she's like little, but I mean, she loves Sesame Street and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, what do you think? Who is your favorite celebrity kid? You can weigh in on our Instagram story. We put a little thing. You can type it in at Joe and Alex Show and tell us what you think.
I, like, just can't get enough of Northwest, even though she bothers me so much.
Northwest or Blue Ivy? Whose team are you on?
Whose side are you on?
Oh, God. I really thought that I was going to have a decent radio career. I tried. you guys done? Oh, hey, Kayla. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Kayla?
Hi. I think that people absolutely do care about celebrity children because, I mean, they are in the public eye. I also feel like it's messed up to be like, well, this kid is so annoying. Like, of course this kid is annoying. All kids are a little bit annoying at some point. Like, these kids are going to hear what everyone's saying about them, and I think they live a really hard life. So I think to be like, oh, this kid is so annoying, well, you know what? She's growing up under a lot of pressure.
Should Alex and Liv right now apologize? No, you need to hold on. Should Alex and Liv apologize, Kayla?
Oh, well, I called before that, and I was told to turn my radio off.
Okay, here's the thing. I think, though, that obviously, yes, all kids are, like, annoying to some extent. Trust me. Like, I have a bunch of nieces and nephews. I work in a daycare.
They grow out of it.
Yeah, they grow out of it. But I will say, if you're going to put your kid in the public eye like that, you have to be prepared for some sort of comment on it. I mean, there are celebrities that don't put their kids in the spotlight at all, like Kate Hudson. So we know nothing about her kids. Like, we're not talking about them.
Yeah, but what about the poor kids? They have no say in it. They're just little puppets. Hey, thank you, Kayla, for calling in. Naomi, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you joining in this conversation, or are you lost like me?
I'm joining in the conversation. I'm a little like you, but I understand what they're saying about how, like, celebrity kids, when you see them, you always compare them to each other. Like, if they're not always in the spotlight, you don't really know.
Yeah.
But, like, definitely when I see them, I'm always like, oh my gosh, Blue Ivy's this and Northwest is this.
Yeah.
But, like,
who's your favorite celebrity kid right now?
Honestly, my favorite would have to be the Blue Ivy, the twins.
Okay.
Of Beyonce. Because, like, they're not really in the spotlight yet, so I don't know how they're going to turn out yet. So I'm, like, super curious.
It's the mystery factor.
Yeah, 1,000%.
See, Beyonce and Jay-Z are already prepping. They're like, okay, well, Blue Ivy, I don't know if the public is really in love with her and obsessed with her. We're going to really milk these twins.
All right. I don't know what we did, but I do know that it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.